Perfect. Well, I'd just like to thank Ashraf for helping us out today, sharing his experiences with the fundamentals of engineering, the FE exam that he wrote. Ashraf, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak about this exam.
Yeah.
Hopefully it will be helpful for other people.
Perfect, yeah, I think it will be. So start off, can you just tell us a little bit about your engineering work experience and where you were educated?
Actually, my engineering experience is mainly only in the engineering companies and also on site, on field. So I worked in many companies in the Middle East. I am Egyptian and I was graduated in Egypt. Then I worked in Egypt and also in the Middle East, United Arab Emirates and Qatar in many oil and gas companies. So mainly my experience is in the engineering.
Okay, and what engineering discipline are you?
Electrical.
Electrical? Okay,
yes.
Perfect. And tell us about your sort of application process with the PEGA. What did you submit initially, and then what kind of feedback? What kind of feedback did you get from them, and tell us how that led to the FE exam?
Yes, actually, I am new immigrant to Canada, and after I landed in Canada, within a week, I submitted my application to APEGA. The problem when I submitted the application, I did not mention anything about my experience. I was thinking that will expedite the application, mm-hmm. and will give me EIT. They will give me the EIT designation, so I can find work because I was looking for work as soon as possible. I did not like APEGA to go through my work experience, which will take long time to verify.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, it was a mistake from my end. Just to submit the application without any experience. So actually, they took 6 months to evaluate my file, and
right.
at the end, they asked me to go to the FE exam, to have the FE exam. So I wrote the FE exam. At the same time, I updated my experience with APEGA, and it took around another 6 months to verify my experiences and... Probably I shouldn't do this. That's my advice to other candidates. They have to write their experience. It will not delay the file.
Okay, perfect.
It's not affecting the file. Yes.
Okay, exactly. Yes. So it sounds like the lesson learned there is if you're an internationally trained engineer, to start your initial application with a really well-written experience record.
Exactly. And they may avoid writing this exam.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. There's a chance that you may avoid as many exams. You won't have as many exams. There's that opportunity. Okay, that's fair enough. That's good feedback. Just to let everyone know, Ashraf and I started emailing back and forth, I don't know, maybe about a year ago, because Ashraf wrote his NPPE. And use the study guide from this website. So that's basically how we started that connection, and we've kept in touch ever since. Ashraf, tell me about your preparation for the FE exam.
Yes.
How many weeks did you study for it?
Actually, it was a good chance that I was studying already at NATE. NATE is an institute in Alberta. That program offered for the newcomers,
okay.
in my engineering discipline, which is good. So I was studying after I go home at the evening time. So I took around 8 to 12 weeks to study for the FE exam, yeah, to refresh my mind. And I was also refreshed by the courses I'm taking at the course. So actually, I'm lucky that I was not working that time. I was studying.
Okay, so about 8 to 10 weeks is what you took?
It's a 12 week
Eight
study.
to 12
Yeah.
weeks. Okay,
Yeah.
and what was the name of the company or course that you used?
No, I did not take any course in private for the FE exam.
Okay.
But the course what I am taking was offered by the government, not for the FE, but to get it's a bridging program.
That's a bridging program.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And perhaps something that's something that we can link to after this interview's over. I'll try and get some links to people if that's if that program's still offered
It's
to
called
immigrants.
ETIT. It's only available at Edmonton, but probably other cities do have other programs.
Okay.
Yeah. I can
And
give you information about the program if you like after
yeah, that'd be great if you could
the
email it
course.
to me and then I
Okay.
can. Yeah, that's perfect. And did you feel well prepared for the exam when you were writing in it?
Yes, I thought I'm well prepared, yeah.
Okay, so you were in there and you were well prepared. So the 8 to 12 weeks was a good amount of time. What was your study method for the exam?
Actually, what I did, first of all, I started by, there is a book. Can I say name of the book?
Sure, yeah.
Can I tell the name of the book? Yeah, it was FE Study Guides for, it's written by Lindbergh.
Okay. It's a yellow cover book,
Yes,
maybe?
so, it was yellow cover. I
Okay.
borrowed it from my colleague. He had the book, and I borrowed from him this book because he was afraid to take the FE exam, my colleague. So I took from him and I applied, and then I was studying from this book. So in this book, I found my points of weakness. Then I was going to study the points of the weakness. That's what I did exactly.
Okay.
So if I have any weakness, I have my own books. From since the university, I was going through it. That
Okay.
more detailed books.
Okay. So it's a little bit of the FE course books, which I've linked to on my site already, as well as old engineering textbooks from university.
Yes.
Okay, sounds good. Let's talk about the exam. What did you bring to your exam?
Actually, they allow me only to use calculator,
Okay, it's like the
and I remember I came with pencil, but I never used it because they gave me the pencil, and my calculator, certified calculator, which is accepted by NCEES.
Okay, great. Did you forget anything on the forget to bring anything that you wish you had a brought?
No, you don't need, you can't get any other material. It's not open book exam, it's closed book.
Okay, fair enough.
The
And
material is provided by them in the exam.
okay, sounds good. And where did you write the exam?
With APEGA in Edmonton. So APEGA, they have, I think they rented a hotel, big place in hotel, and we had the exam there.
Okay,
Yeah,
sounds
in
good.
one of the biggest hotels in Edmonton.
And in the room was so it was like a hotel room. It was it a lot of people writing or
Oh,
just a few people?
it was around, oh, it was a lot, probably more than 500 people.
More than
I think,
500 people
but I'm
writing?
telling you, my exam was the old FE style exam, which was 8 hours,
Yeah.
which probably it's different than now. So
Okay.
it was in 2012.
Okay.
That's the old style FE exam.
Okay, gotcha.
So now it's different. Yeah, it should be less people, and shouldn't be
And
like that.
right, okay. And in terms of like the pace, did you know, if did you spend a certain amount of time per question, or how did you get through the questions on time?
Actually, I got exactly the full exam on time without any extra 1 minute. So
Oh, wow.
the last question was in the last minute.
Okay.
So if the question I don't know, I will leave it, or I just put, I will expect big expectation. I'm just guessing like that. So if I don't know it, I don't leave it blank. But I have to go to the other question because there is no time.
So you just moved on after you wrote the question. Okay. Were you given anything in the exam, tables or formulas or water or paper?
Yes, sure. Not water, but water you have to bring with. But you will be given I was given the tables, sure. It's their book, the reference book.
Yeah.
It's already published on the website. It's not something you will get it after. So those tables and formulas and everything, it's inside a book. This book is free.
Yeah.
It's available on their website, yeah.
Okay.
You can get it before going to the exam. But at the exam, you are not allowed to get this book. They will give you the same book inside.
Okay. So it's basically a book of all the important tables and formulas and information.
Yeah, it's a reference book, yeah.
Right, it's just up to you to apply it properly.
Exactly.
Okay. Were there any breaks allowed in your 8-hour exam?
In the 8-hour exam, yes. It was one break in between morning and afternoon sessions.
Okay. For about an hour or so?
It was 1 hour, yeah.
Okay, fair enough. And did you go, you brought a lunch and you ate your lunch during that?
Exactly, it's 1 hour. You can do whatever you want to do.
Okay, fair enough. So with the morning and afternoon session, 4 hours and 4 hours, were there multiple packages or multiple parts for the morning and multiple parts for the afternoon?
Let me memorize. It was only one reference, which is available for the morning and afternoon. So it's only one book to be used. Morning and afternoon. Yeah.
And how many questions would you say you had in the morning and afternoon?
Actually, you know, the book, the reference books, which is given by, like, Lindberg,
mm-hmm.
It has exactly the same number of questions.
Okay.
So it's not... I think it was 120 questions. Yes.
Okay. And the format, is it multiple choice, or what was the format that it was in 20?
Yes, only multiple choice, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. And it was paper based in 2012, correct? When you wrote it?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so then you wrote the exam, you went home, and then how long did it take for APEGA to get the results back to you?
Actually, the results released from NCS to APEGA. Then APEGA will release the results to me. So I remember it was taking around 4 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah. But we always say 8 weeks. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So yeah. It's going to take at least a month to get your results back under that old exam format. It might be a little bit today, but a little bit different today. And then the last question is just, what words of wisdom would you give future exam writers of the FE exam?
I give them, my advice to them is to go through the reference books. They have to refresh their minds, even if they were perfect during their university.
Mm-hmm.
Without preparations, they can't pass. And for the examiners who has the their background is not that good and they were not perfect during university, they have to read and read through their old books, old study books. My expectation, the one who is good at the mathematics, mm-hmm. you should be able to find it easy. Yeah.
Okay.
But nothing is easy without study. Should be prepared.
Okay. So there you have it. So if you did well in school, you still need to prepare and use the study guides to get familiar with the,
yes,
the type.
If you are ranked as the first one in the school,
mm-hmm.
and you did not prepare yourself, you can't pass it.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, well, I think that's very helpful. Thank you, Ashraf, very much for your time. I'm sure this interview will help a lot of future exam writers get better prepared and have a better sense of what is coming on their exam. Thank you very much.
You are welcome. And also, when I took the PE exam, that's a good opportunity to continue and get the PE. And that was encouraging me to get my PE, and I applied for the PE, and I passed it also in Edmonton. So it's a good step also for registration in the States.
Okay, and, yeah. And just talk a little bit about that. So is you're currently living in Edmonton, but are you like what kind of person, what kind of candidate would you recommend get the PE as well?
The one who, any candidate who's asking to go to take the FE exam, I advise him to continue and get the PE exam, because the FE exam is harder than the PE.
Okay.
So why not to get the PE exam? Because now the job market is bad here in Alberta. Mm-hmm. So you will increase your opportunities to get. There are a lot of engineering companies here in Canada. They are doing work for projects in the States.
Okay.
So that would increase their opportunity to find jobs. And it's only advice.
Yeah.
It's not bad to have it. Yeah.
Sounds good. And the PE, did you just pick one state which your license is valid, or can you? Is it like across United States where your PE would be valid?
The exam is just easy from Ontario. Just apply to Ontario and you will get the exam and you can pass it. But registration in the States, that's something different. Yeah. So it depends on the company you are working with. If you have projects, yeah, they can sponsor you and apply for the registration. But it's not bad to have it. Yes, to have the exam ready.
Okay. Yes. So it sounds like you write the exam, and then when your company's ready to send you to Texas or to Florida, then you can apply for the license, and it'll be much easier because you've already passed your exam.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Perfect. Well, thanks again. Yeah. That's been really helpful. So I think we'll end it there. And thanks very much, Ashraf, for your time.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.